Tomorrow in the swamps of southeast Louisiana, six of the world's best bird watchers go out in search of the ivory-billed woodpecker. They might not find it. The bird could be extinct. Here's a field recording of the woodpecker's call. It was made by Cornell University's Laboratory of Ornithology in Louisiana. The year was 1935. There have been reported sightings of the ivory-billed woodpecker. This new expedition is looking for proof. It's organized by Louisiana State University and includes a new attempt to make recordings coordinated by John Fitzpatrick of Cornell.
I've dreamed about it since I was a kid, and everybody who knows birds in North America has also. All joking suddenly stops when we talk about the idea of spotting one of these things. We'd be very difficult to keep from being a blubbering mess. It would be just so moving and so fantastically joyful an experience to see that only people who have this deep passion about birds can appreciate it, but it's just something that's hard to describe how big this would be.
Well, what does a bird look like when you see it arise in your dreams? What does it look like?
Well, I've definitely imagined it. I've actually looked for the bird in Florida as well as Louisiana. It's a huge woodpecker, second largest in the world. And it has this massively oversized bill, which happens to be gleaming ivory color. Audubon called it the Van Dyke. It's made of legend. The beautiful white lines on the neck and the spectacular big white patch on the back and, of course, the red crest in the male. A very, very lovely bird.
Tell us, please, about there's this very legendary audio recording of the woodpecker made in 1935, and the story goes that the people went in there with heavy equipment, with mules pulling the wagons.
Yep.
What was that about, and how did they get a recording?
It's an amazing piece of footage which exists, actually, of the people going in. They were on a great big wagon dragged by a couple of mules into this extremely swampy area in central Louisiana. They were after a recording and a piece of movie footage of the ivory bill, and this was very early recording equipment that was burned onto the same celluloid as the movie itself. So the original recording was done with an instrument that was literally the size of a hay wagon. And they did indeed get it. They got the only recording that's ever been made before or since of what already by then was known to be a very, very rare bird.
And tell us what's going on with this new expedition and your contribution, which is, I understand, to put microphones and tape recorders that will run for a long time up in the trees?
That's right. We're keeping the Cornell tradition going, getting in there with digital equipment, which will maintain a continuous recording throughout the day for as much as 50 or 60 days. And with a microphone, immediately digitizing the sound and downloading it into a disc. So we'll be actually storing the digital sounds of the forest in each of 12 separate places throughout that vast area. So we'll be coming back with over a terabyte of information to analyze. We think between the two technologies, namely some really great pairs of ears and eyes out there on the ground full-time, and the permanent monitoring posts, if that bird is still there, we're going to find it.
Dr. Fitzpatrick, thank you for talking with us.
My great pleasure.
John Fitzpatrick, director of the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology in Ithaca, New York.